This election felt intense. I admired both sides' efforts. I like the results, but feel sad for some of our losing candidates. Election day in the Democrats' voter protection room, I saw some smart folks working hard to smooth out the voting process despite various problems. There were some inspiring moments, but I empathize with Ben Rawson, Yvette Herold, and other Republicans who busted their tails campaigning and probably believed they were right as fervently as Sochi Torres-Small, Steve Fishman, Shannon Reynolds, or Kim Stewart believed that they were. On PBS, David Brooks said, "This is a great night for humility. Republicans had a humming economy to run on, but couldn't hold the House and lost governorships. Democrats could run against a weird, clownish, and dangerous president with low approval ratings, yet couldn't do better. The Democratic House majority is a ray of hope. Maybe we can save our republic. The House will be able to vote down some pernicious legislation and hold hearings on alleged wrongdoing, subpoenaing witnesses and documents. They should use those powers judiciously. Trump has declared war on them. He'll resist legal requests and rely on a friendly Supreme Court to protect him from the law. Meanwhile, two more years of a Republican Senate means two more years of rubber-stamping unqualified judicial nominees who meet far-right ideological tests. It means easy approval of unqualified and/or corrupt administrative nominees. Two more years of ignoring climate change, environmental concerns, and consumers. And if, yes, if, Robert Mueller, or House Investigations, unearth good reasons to impeach Trump, nothing will happen, absent misconduct so compelling you'd impeach your mother for it. This election won't cure our incivility or inability to compromise. When House Democrats try to do their job, Trump will ratchet up the rhetoric. So will the Democrats. But the House-Senate split will require some compromises to keep things going. Meanwhile, Trump's firing of Attorney General Sessions and his appointment of a dishonest and unqualified puppet presents Senate Republicans with a tough choice. Many swear that firing Mueller won't be tolerated. But will they hold to that? We're still in trouble. Money still dominates politics. Economic inequality keeps growing. We're still ignoring serious infrastructure needs, and the Trumpists have hobbled the government financially. We're missing the opportunity to take the lead in the global shift to renewable energy. When our rapidly changing climate forces a reckoning, and we finally try to act, we'll be buying Chinese technology, as will everyone. In trying to resuscitate coal and subsidize oil and gas, Republicans resemble early 20th century leaders, putting all our money on better horses and harnesses, sure that horseless carriages are a silly notion. This election, hard as it was for so many people in so many ways, is a step in the right direction. And Ms. Torres-Small is going to Washington.